We know that certain nutritional deficiencies can put them at a very high risk for developing heart disease. We have genetic tests for heart disease for Dobermans, for Sphinxes now, Maine Coons. The breed listings on OFA will definitely list the most common things that they're trying to get out of the breed. We can arrange days with breeders where we screen a bunch of animals to try to ensure that the population that is coming out there to owners is as safe as it can be, and that we're at least not letting things slip by that could be prevented.
Today, we have a very special guest, Dr. Mark Harmon. He is a board-certified veterinary cardiologist at Boundary Bay Veterinary Specialty Hospital. What about this one? Is there a way to prevent heart disease?
It's a tough one. So I would say that if you can avoid diets that have peas and lentils and chickpeas and dry beans in them, then we can try to avoid the diet-associated issues. Or if you are going to do some sort of home-formulated diet, you should definitely work with a board-certified veterinary nutritionist to make sure that you are formulating a complete diet, because we know that certain nutritional deficiencies can put them at a very high risk for developing heart disease down the road. Dilated cardiomyopathy, so the same type of heart disease that we see with the diets that we talked about earlier, it can be genetic in certain breeds like Dobermans. And we at least know of two genetic mutations in Dobermans that can cause DCM or pose the risk for it. And so it would be good to know if you're going to get a Doberman that they have done the genetic testing to actually look for it. We have genetic tests for Maine Coons. We have genetic tests for Sphinxes now. So if there is a genetic test for a heart disease, it's really nice to know that they've at least looked at it so that you know if it's something that's going to be a risk or not.
Do you work with any breeders that breed high-risk breeds to screen the breeding stock to make sure that the breeders aren't basically manufacturing pets that come with heart problems?
We do. And the tricky part for a while, so especially in British Columbia here, for a few years, I was the only cardiologist in the entire province. And so we had to prioritize seeing sick patients on my days off. Sometimes we can arrange days with breeders where we will screen a bunch of animals to try to ensure that the population that is coming out there to owners is as safe as it can be, and that we're at least not letting things slip by that could be prevented. For instance, Sphinx cats are very predisposed to heart disease. Maine Coons, Golden Retrievers can be born with certain issues. Dobermans, Cavalier, King Charles Spaniels, and Miniature Dachshunds are both very predisposed to getting this degenerative change to their mitral valve that can create issues for them and development of heart failure. Unfortunately, there's not a specific genetic test for them, but at least knowing that your breeder is checking their dogs and trying to ensure that they're doing the best they can on that sort of realm is important.
If somebody's really interested in getting a certain breed, they should definitely know that that breed has a high risk of heart problems and make sure that they're finding a breeder that does all of the pre-breeding screening. And I send people to the OFA website. Is that a good resource or is there a better one?
I think it's a good resource. The breed groups want these animals to be safe as well. So, you know, the vast majority of breeders want the best for the breed that they're working with. The breed organizations and listings on OFA will definitely list the most common things that they see in the breed or that they're trying to get out of the breed. In addition to that sort of information, any breed can develop issues. So if your vet raises some sort of alarm bell and it's not something that was on your radar, it probably warrants some sort of investigation to see if it's really significant or not. Have them routinely check these animals out so that we know, were they fine before, now they have a heart murmur. If we can catch them early and if we can be proactive with them, we have a lot of things in our arsenal these days to slow things down and make things better. Maintaining a good, constant relationship with your primary care vets and good physical examination skills by them can be instrumental at catching any breed that can have a potential for risk.
That's very helpful. Thank you so much.